Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Stripper. This musical by Richard O'Brien and Richard Hartley, creators of the Rocky Horror Show, is described intriguingly as a musical whodunit, and it's based on a piece of pulp detective fiction by best-selling author Carter Brown. In 1960s California, hard-boiled detective Al Wheeler investigates what appears to be the suicide of one Patty Keller, but the big question is, did she jump, did she fall, or was she pushed? His investigations lead him into smoky cabaret clubs and encounters with femme fatales and oddball characters who might not be all that they seem, in what starts out as an affectionate pastiche of film noir but sadly ends up with uneven results. The talented cast of just five work their socks off though, and it's their performances in multiple parts as ever-increasing grotesque and eccentric characters that keeps you watching, even when the plot, involving a dodgy florist, a Lonely Hearts agency, and the sleazy club extravaganza, frankly becomes so confused as to be incomprehensible. The score, a mix of smoky jazz and toe-tapping pop songs in the doo-wop style of the era, contains some real high points, and in Gloria Onetiri the production boasts a soulful voice of intoxicating power. But when Sebastian Torkia as Wheeler bursts into a song with explicit and decidedly unfunny lyrics, it just doesn't fit and undoes any good work that's gone before. And while configuring the small studio space at the St. James Theatre into a cabaret setting might have seemed a good idea on paper, the result is cramped both for audience and performers, especially with the show's running time of 2.5 hours, which incidentally is way too long. In the end, Hartley and O'Brien can't seem to decide whether to subvert the genre or pay homage to it, and as a result the show ends up a bit of a mishmash that's only partially saved by the terrific cast, who deserved better. The Stripper continues at the St. James Theatre until the 13th of August. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.